All the people with AIDS are gonna come for you.
Right, it's getting deep.
I wasn't just singling out one.
Yeah, it's
actually,
please, come on, guys. next.
Getting deep.
I'm gonna move a bit nasty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Paralympics. The 100
meters. Oh my god.
I reckon I'll win that. I reckon I'll win that. The Paralympics, 100 meters.
Do you know what?
I'm gonna win that one day.
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie Jules. I'm the General Jules, and I'm the one that, as you can see, over the last few weeks, I've been running the show around here. I've been running the gaff. I'm the landlord. I'm the lieutenant. I'm the sergeant. I'm the president.
Right, wrap it up, man. Wrap it up.
I'm the prime minister.
Wrap it up.
I'm the chancellor.
No, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
You haven't recorded in what? 2 weeks?
2 weeks, bro.
And what kind of lieutenant, chancellor, manager?
Yeah, so all people that have got a reason want to have a problem with why we haven't filmed, aim at this man here. The landlord, the chancellor, the
lieutenant.
It's not all my fault.
Present your case, and then we'll
introduce. Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
You know? No, wait. Present yourselves first.
Huh? Oh, Els, okay, Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you will come to see, man. Back again after 2 weeks. So sorry we haven't been here. So sorry, guys.
All right. Well, you know, before we get started, guys, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, do that as well, please.
Yeah, please. We need all the likes and comments and subscriptions that we can get. So let's get straight into court, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into it, man.
All right. Court is now in session. Right. So, apparently it's my fault why we haven't filmed over the last 2 weeks.
Before you
No, I've been asked to present the case.
Because it was my fault initially. Okay,
here we go. Well, we've got a confession now, haven't we? You just got guilty.
You haven't even
presented. He's got guilty. You're a pussy.
No, wait. But I plead the fifth.
No, wait.
Before the officers questioned you, you said I did it.
No, listen. As a prosecutor, you can't tell the defendant, to defend himself, and then when he starts, say, wait. I need to implicate myself.
All right, you go.
Cool. So, we normally film on Fridays or Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we agreed to film on Sundays.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Fionn said, you know what? I'm going to Amsterdam Carnival.
Rotterdam Carnival to
wind up my waist and smoke ganja or whatever he was doing out
Take
there.
Take it. Sightseeing.
Can you confirm or deny that you did those things?
Yeah, 100%. I booked a last minute holiday.
Okay. So then, he didn't say... Like, he didn't tell us in time, where we could have filmed on Friday,
mm-hmm.
because none of us was doing anything on Friday anyway.
Yeah. Sunday was just easy for us to do.
Exactly. But instead, he allowed Friday to pass and then tell us that he's going away on the...
I told you that when we at the meeting.
No, yeah, but it was too late for us to film on the Friday by then. Yeah, it was too late.
I can't remember when you
told. Yeah, I told you last minute. Yeah, but it was definitely.
Yeah, but it was too late for us to film on the Friday by then. Yeah, so we were done then. Then, I booked my annual leave months ago. Yeah, but then, I had an extended trip. Yeah, of about another 3-4 days. You know,
well, we didn't know about that bit. Though,
It's
3-4 days, but as a whole, it knocks out 7 days.
Seven days. So let's call it 7 days.
And that's my bad.
Okay, so you do accept that this
was... Of course.
Right,
but we would have had an episode ready for the Sunday that just went if Fionn told us in time. Then this ep would have came out on the Sunday and it all would have been in line anyway because we was in credit. So you know, Els?
All right. My point of view for this is Jordan definitely, his extended trip definitely played a part in it.
100%.
And your last minute holiday. Bear in mind, you were the reason why this season took long to start as well. And we said you've got no more annual leave until 2026.
Right. Can I say something?
No, he's not finished. Els, go on.
So if I had to do a sentencing for both people, I would definitely say you're both very guilty, but Jordan would get lesser. Like less
what,
time.
A suspended sentence?
Yeah, like a suspend, but you're taking a, like you're a repeat offender.
All right, can I say something?
And you know what? Yeah, I give notice, Els.
No, you do. And that's,
I give notice. August, I gave like a month's notice. Rotterdam, 2 days.
All right, can I?
You got no business in the Netherlands.
Can I speak?
Yeah, now go on, present your case.
All right, cool. I'm going to keep it so real. I didn't have any plans to go to Rotterdam Carnival, yeah?
Mm.
Like, we went to the Mavada thing when last we speak. I was speaking to my boys and they were saying, rah, I'm going to Rotterdam Carnival next week. And at that time, work was kicking my ass.
Mm.
Up and down the sales floor.
Ben, play some violin.
No. Work was kicking my ass. And when my boy said, bro, man's going to Rotterdam Carnival, I said, I need to get out of this place. It's been 7 months. I haven't left this country. I've just been working and dealing with stress. I said, I have to go. For my own mental health, I need to get out of this country. So I booked it. Selfish? Was it going to impact the pod? Yeah. And I apologize for that. But the impact it's had since then, I feel like a new man. I'm ready to film again. I don't need to take any last minute holidays. And what I will do is take a leaf out of your book. No, you need to wake up. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll take a leaf out of your book.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm going to go on holiday, I'll give advance notice. I was in a crisis when I booked a holiday.
Mate, we're all going through some sort of crisis. But not that bad.
No, we are.
You know, sometimes they don't even need notice. You just have to give us options to record.
Yeah.
If we don't have options to record, like you could say, I want to go, I don't know, Jamaica tomorrow. But if you give us options to record episodes, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's no.
And I definitely take that on board. And I apologize to you, Natyla, Ben, and everyone watching. It's my fault. I took a holiday for my own mental health and I'm sorry. Yeah, my mental health needed a break. Okay, I needed a break for my own mental health. I was in a bad place.
Okay, so why did it take you so long to get here when this our pod started today, you was trying to accuse me of it being my fault?
No. What I was accusing...
See, that's fucked up.
Wait. I know that I've done something wrong.
It's a nonce.
But like, just for example, yeah?
Yeah.
If a man goes on a robbery and in the getaway, he knocks someone over by accident.
Yeah.
It's not just my fault. The person who knocked someone over, that's a second case. You also contributed to us being late. And that's the realness of the situation.
Okay, but this episode, would have came out on this Sunday regardless, yeah?
Yes.
I said, we've missed one Sunday
mm-hmm.
because Fionn didn't give notice with or options to record.
Yeah, and then...
And it's as simple as that.
We could have filmed another one if you didn't have a 4-day extra trip.
Okay, but...
You two are both guilty.
But...
You're not fighting over...
But hear this though, my 4-day extra trip, still wouldn't have...
No, we know this.
No, wait. Yeah, my 4-day trip still wouldn't have given us time to release the episode on last Sunday. It's not enough turnaround time.
I think we could have done something. Ben does wonders.
I landed back from Miami on...
Saturday.
No. It was Thursday. On Thursday morning.
We're not going to get him. He's not getting us scot-free.
But think about it.
To make your case worse, you said to us, and there's evidence, when I get back, we're recording. So it was always in the
past. Double sessions.
So to add insult to injury.
And we had something booked.
So you two are actually both guilty. You're not as bad as him because there was no care. There was just, I'm going Rotterdam and I'm smoking ganja.
Okay, but let me just
not
say.
Ganja, sexy. That,
but let me just say, we are still on track with my stuff, But maybe, we would have had another ep. Parked
cooking,
off there,
cooking,
ready to go. Yeah, but regardless, we're still on track. Yeah, like we're on track. Fionn's ep was for last Sunday, Els. We're still on track.
Nah, wait.
We're on track. We've missed one Sunday because Fionn went to smoke ganja.
With yours, we might have been able to claw it. We might. We could never know because we never recorded it.
Yeah.
But we might have been able to claw it back that Sunday, and we would. But so it's a joint enterprise thing. But he's getting less time.
100%. And I've taken but it.
To add to that, there's a serious rumor going on that I need you to clear up.
Whoa. That's what I want to know.
Your time in Turkey, you posted something that you're getting a facelift.
So oh my God!
Was you getting surgery, like some sort of surgery out there?
Wait. I meant to say facial.
Wait. You went Turk and got a facelift?
No, sorry. Wait. Can I speak? You know, lately the dyslexia has really been kicking my ass.
A facelift.
I've really been having.
Do you know what a facelift is?
I've really been having.
That's problems. What Simon Cowell gets, isn't it?
I've really been having problems, you know. I've finished off my words and my sentences, and the numbers and letters have really been getting mixed up in my head. So, you know, I'm trying those, you know?
Yeah.
So, you didn't have a facelift?
No.
Do you know what a face?
I meant to say facial, I'm sorry.
BBL.
Facelift.
No. Sorry, my bad. All
right.
That cleared it up?
It's not a rumor, it's common knowledge. Your dread journey, that's still going.
but a lot of people were supportive of your dread journey. Have you seen the comments?
I've seen the comments, but people have genuinely asked me when I'm out, like, raw, am I growing dreads? And I'm not growing dreads.
If you're supporting his journey, yeah, man, just put in the comments. Hashtag dreads, man.
With a Z, dreads with a Z.
That's the far right.
Dreads with a Z.
Emperor Selassie, man. You know what it is already, man.
You know that, damn.
Emperor Selassie, man. The red, yellow, and the green, man.
I'm not growing dreads.
Yeah?
I haven't got patience for that. It's just how it is now is how I'm keeping it. I'm not. That's it.
How you guys been anyway? It's been a little while. Obviously, we've both been on holidays. You've been doing your thing. So, how was your holiday first and foremost, George?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I really enjoyed
myself. What was the highlight?
Yeah, where
of your
did
trip?
You go?
Yeah,
for the people that don't like follow you.
I went to Miami and I went to Turkey.
Okay, so how was it?
Very good. Really, really good. Really recommend. I told you to come, but instead you went to
Rotterdam.
Yeah,
cheaper. Cheaper.
But yeah, it's no, calm. Yeah, it was really good, really, really good. You know, and I switched my phone off, like my line, like, you know how
your line.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is we need to get clarity. If a man says he switched off his line, I'm just thinking meow.
No. I mean, I switched off my mobile.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you can get like yeah, like just do like the internet thing only.
Yeah. Is that
so,
what you did?
Yeah, so I switched off my...
The no calls?
Yeah, so no one couldn't call me or text me unless it was WhatsApp.
What's that?
But it was nice. It was quite peaceful.
Sometimes that's
did
needed,
that help,
man.
With like, just you feeling at ease?
Yeah.
So you come off the trip feeling good?
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah, nice.
No, I had the same thing because obviously, as like I said, when I booked my thing, it was more just a get out and just kind of realign myself. And Rotterdam, I'll say it to you, yeah, Rotterdam at carnival season is peak. It's peak over there. Like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
In terms of what?
Yeah.
That's a big contributing factor. But let me keep it real.
Front runner.
All right, so you see when you book a trip here, yeah, but you don't really know what's going on. So I've sent my boy the money. He's booked the apartment and the flats. So I've just kind of just rocked up. I'm not really aware of the planning. I don't know where I'm staying, really. I'm just there. And obviously, they've booked the weekend, like, party tickets and stuff. So every day that I've gone out, I'm not really sure what's happening. So I'm just going in blind. So I'm experiencing
That's not
it.
Like you.
It's not. Yeah. But I loved it.
You need an itinerary.
I'm a man that sets the itinerary. I'm the one that, right, guys, we're doing this.
Call sheet for the night.
Call sheet, all of that.
Job's
so
worth.
That's not, I'm on that. You know that's me. So when I'm there now, I'm just enjoying it. And as a quick story, so on the train from Amsterdam to Rotterdam.
You got mugged?
No. We actually bucked up to this really nice lady. She was an older lady. So, you know when you got the carriages where you got two seats here, two seats here, the aisle, two seats here, two seats here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting opposite each other.
Yeah.
So I must have been sitting down And then this older black lady came and sat down next to us. I'm thinking, oh, don't want no one sitting next to us, man. We just want to just chill. Anyway, she sat down next to us and she was like, oh, sorry, guys, like, where are you guys from? And we was like, oh, we're from London. And she was like, oh, you've come for the carnival? I was like, yeah. She said, oh, okay, that's really good, man. Started talking. And then she was like, oh, like, I'm part of the carnival committee. So we're like, what? Like, she was like, no, I kind of put on the carnival every single year. She was like, raw, like, okay. And she was like, what are you guys doing on the Sunday? Because the carnival's on the Saturday. We said, well, we ain't really got no plans, really. So she said, okay, cool, 1 second. As we're talking amongst each other, she just starts typing the email. Next minute, she's like, yes. She's like, right, I've got you 6 tickets to a festival on Sunday. Tickets are 60 euros each, but I'm going to give it to you lot for free. She was like, raw. She was like, I just want you to enjoy Rotterdam for what it is. Enjoy my country and tell people back in London what it's like.
Yeah.
Because we know London's got Notting Hill and you lot do your thing, but we're trying to make our thing grow, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, all right, cool. Went to the festival. One of the best festivals I've ever been to in my life. Really? Bro. Crazy. So it was a festival for people from Suriname. Have you heard of that country?
Yeah,
before?
Suriname, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that, no, it's next to Guyana.
Bro? Yeah. I can hands on heart.
There's a lot of Dutch people from Suriname.
Bro, because they speak Dutch. It's like a Dutch colonized Caribbean island.
Got you.
So a lot of them, like similar to how Jamaicans come to England.
Yeah.
So they have that over there, innit? So they got like Saint Martinique and all these Dutch speaking islands.
But it's Matt's, is it spelled like Suriname?
Or yes.
Yeah.
Bro?
Yeah.
I can say,
country before, yeah.
Like, thirsty tea and whatnot, whatever. I saw some of the best looking women I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't believe the quality out there. Sensational. Like, you're walking around and it's like, these women don't even know how buff they are. Every single one of them are stupid. Like, it was so mad. And the thing is, the vibe, the food, the music, because they also, like, listen to Caribbean music.
Yeah.
Was just top tier. And I was like, for a festival that man didn't even know about, to go there, enjoy myself with man's brethren, I can highly recommend Rotterdam during the carnival season. If you ain't been, go, 100%.
Who'd you go with, colleague?
No, I went with a couple of my guys, so like Dean and a couple of his friends.
Rough Riders,
and all
yeah.
That.
Rough Riders. Yeah, Rough Riders.
Not even them.
No, but Dean's part of Rough
Riders. Dean is a Rough Riders, Riders member.
My cousin Ryan.
Yeah, he's a Rough Rider member as well.
Right, two out of six.
Okay, who's the worst?
But there were also like just other people that like
Jaden more
than, no, Jaden. Oh. But yeah, it was, I had a sick time, man. And I come back, like you said, I come back refreshed. I come back feeling lighter. And I feel like I'm ready to take on the rest of the year now. No, the rest of the year. I was struggling before. Like, I was struggling at work. Now I feel good.
You think you could go on another, like, unplanned trip again? Like,
I think it changed my perspective of things, but I don't trust people to do things like that. Like, okay. I am a little bit of a control freak when it comes to them things. So I wouldn't want to just go to a holiday and then go in blind. Because I did end up started taking over. As we got there, I started managing what was going on. I said, right, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to do this. Because it's my nature, innit?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've come back, I'm feeling good. Obviously, again, I apologize about the delay when it comes to the pod, but I felt like I needed it. Yeah.
Hello.
Is that fair?
No, yeah. Well, they can let us know if they've...
Yeah, you can comment in the comments, guys, what your thoughts are, but I'm just being honest. My mental health comes first. I'm sorry.
That's it.
My mental health.
They need their weekly fix.
Yeah, no, and it's here now.
They couldn't care if he was mash up in a month.
No, but that's where things become toxic though. Because if they're watching it and I'm having a breakdown, that's when you have a breakdown on camera.
It's every Sunday.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't
see that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, it needs to be every Sunday morning.
It's actually clockwork. They want it Sunday morning. If not, that's when the abuse starts rolling
when
in.
When I was watching Power, do you think I cared
about if 50 Cent had a problem?
Yeah, if 50 Cent was mashup.
Don't care what Tariq's got going on.
Yeah, where's the episode?
Where's the episode?
I don't care.
They've even taken a break from this season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. I hear it. And also, before we kick things off as well, something epic happened. Vibes Cartel was released from prison. Now, before we talk about, because I know a lot of people have different opinions on him, I'm just talking about from a musical standpoint. Yeah. I'm not talking about the case, the political stance behind it. I don't want anyone to think I'm just a fan of Vybz Kartel's music. He's my favorite artist.
He's your idol.
Not idol. Favorite artist. The fact that he's out, listen, the game's over, man.
So, the game's over, man.
Vybz Kartel!
So when you say your favorite artist, yeah? Huh? Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
Sorry.
If you could be a Jamaican artist, you'd be Vybz Kartel.
Not me. I wouldn't be a next man. I'd be in Gaza.
No, but if you could choose one.
If I had to pick a character?
Yeah.
Of course.
See, and this is what... See, you're dumb.
Why?
See,
why am I dumb?
See, you lack ambition.
Why? Vybz Kartel's the top of the top. And There's no one bigger than him.
And the man has been in prison for 12 years.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
Yeah, 13 years.
13.
Oh, shit.
And that's where you want to be.
No.
In prison.
No, I don't.
Getting run through.
He's released.
That's not going to happen in there. That's what you're on. So Yardie Man is in string drinking Red Stripe beer. You're done.
What do you mean, Yardie Man is stringless, running through me? What are you saying?
You're a mess.
You're sick.
Out of all the artists you could have chose,
there's no one better than him. Who's better than Vybz Kartel? Give me one artist.
You could have handled prison. You could have handled prison.
I don't think his music's going to do any better.
It's not.
I would probably go...
Popcorn or someone.
Someone that's got longevity.
Who's been doing their thing.
You lot are mad. So you pick Popcorn over Vybz Kartel?
Not him.
I would, yes.
Why?
Okay, well, for one, he's ill.
Okay. And his thing can get treated.
Can you get rid of Graves?
Of course you can. It's an overactive thyroid. You can get it cut out.
Yeah, and...
I've done my research.
He's been in prison as well.
Yes.
You could have handled jail.
I wouldn't. It's not for me.
You could have handled jail.
He's done
jail.
The time.
You would have lost the night in jail. Gods!
No, grave disease.
Gods! They're pinning me down!
They're pinning me down!
They're locking me down! God! My bottom! My bottom bruised!
Oh, fuck!
They're spreading me out! They were separating me.
They were acting the same times.
They were trying to separate me.
They were trying to separate me.
Is it God?
No, the dead of night.
Who tried to part me? No, trust me. No, we'll be done for you, and trust me.
Yeah, and you can't get rid of Graves' disease either.
You can. It's treatable.
It's a lifelong condition that can't be cured.
It can be treated.
How do you get that?
Stress. Overactive thyroid.
Yeah, well, you need to calm down then.
Is that Missy Elliott's got it as well?
She's got Graves' disease?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she got it.
So you reckon that he's done then because of that?
I think he's on a ticking...
And that's who you would have
been. Yep, he's the legend. Anyway, let's start things properly. So...
Wait, so you're not going to ask Els, you know, how he's been or what he's been?
No, don't matter, does it? Yeah, don't give a toss.
Don't be like that.
You're too obsessed with Vybz Kartel.
He went straight to Jamaica.
Sitting there. You flew straight to Jamaica.
That's the second time you've offended me in the past, what?
No, go
on. 24 hours. He put up that he wants to go Brazil. On his story. So I messaged him as a friend, you know, as you do. I was like, oh, yo, like, I really want to go there too. Fiona said, nah, bro, like, it's not that. That man's not going on holiday with you ever again.
I told you like this already. I've spoken about this on a public platform.
Really, it's a shame. It's a shame.
But Fiona likes to go on holiday with people who we can...
Control.
Yeah, control.
What are you talking about? No, that's stupid.
It is.
You're like, damn, man.
It is.
It's a shame.
How are you been, Els, anyway?
Oh, fantastic, man.
Anything new?
Nah, just still fighting asthma. Just trying to fight back, trying to cure it.
Nothing else?
No, I feel like there's
anything in happened. A while, you know, something must have happened in these 2 weeks.
You see how I was before? I said it's work, sleep.
That's
like,
it's just the same been, thing.
Yeah,
fighting dreads and asthma, man.
Like, that's all I've
done.
That's
an album cover.
That is, isn't it? Fighting dreads and asthma.
Well, that's fucked. How would I look in the camera? I would look in the album cover because we fighting dreads and asthma. You lot are fucked.
You're absolutely
fucked. But no, yeah, nothing of significance yet. Yeah, no, nothing of significance. I'm just looking
forward birthday to birthday coming up, though.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to bank holiday weekend this weekend. All the weekends
coming up,
yeah,
in the next 2-3 weeks, because you're going away.
Wait,
going
is this bank holiday now?
No, next week. Yeah. You not going to carnival?
No,
no. I'm done with that place.
I lost my life in that place, man. I won't go back. Done
with carnival. You say no every year, and then lo and behold, I'm in carnival with you.
No, but to be fair, over the last 5.
Did you take that?
No. Over the last 5 years or 6 years, I've gone twice.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think over the last 10 years, I've gone 3 times.
Because I can't remember. I can't.
So I went one time with, it was with Reese and that, and I drove.
Yeah, I went with you that time.
Yeah. Then there was another time I went with, I think, Adrian.
There was one time I bucked you later on.
Yeah, then there was another time I went with Trimmers. That was the last time. That's when I nearly lost my life.
Is that when we was by that jerk bit for mad long, like we were just chilling there.
I think so. Yeah, and then the stampede happened. And
yeah. Carney don't really appeal to me that no more, man. It's just like, I feel like as you get older, not to say that there's nothing wrong with it, I still think it's the best motive in London, really, if you think about it. If you was to talk to a foreigner and it was to say, I'm coming over to London, what's the best time? Carnival time, innit?
Yeah.
So I would never knock it, but I just think, because man's been going for so many years, I don't really feel the excitement for it, but it's still a good vibe. It's one of the best things you can do in London, so I don't knock it either way. But I don't think I'll be going this year, man.
Oh, fair enough.
But yeah, no, so I wanted to ask you lot to kind of kick things off. Have you ever felt like you've lost your source? Have you ever felt like that as a man?
We were just talking about something off camera.
Yeah, so have you ever felt like you've lost your source?
Because
it does happen to most men probably, at some period of time.
But I can't remember like a specific time where I think, oh.
Yeah, I'm feeling sourceless.
Yeah.
That happened. So you lot feel sourceless?
When the barber fucked up my trim.
Okay, what happened?
I think maybe that's the only time when you got no trim. Yeah. That could...
So that means that every 2 weeks then you man feel sourceless?
Nah,
but even then it's not even like a mad thing like that.
Yeah, fucking up a trim. His confidence is low. Like really, I'll repeat the story again. I got a trim by a specific barber. I'm back home, whatever. I've realized this mad, like at home kind of thing. He was in a rush because he said he needs to pick up his daughter from I don't know where he needs to pick up his daughter from, and my brethren's come in the house. Bear in mind, he's standing behind me. And he says he can see my hairline. I just thought, this is mental.
Yeah, done.
Bro,
yeah,
that's absolutely
that's
mental.
Really
and it's Reese. So you know Reese is a really nice person. So yeah. For him to say,
I can see your hairline from the back of your head. Hairline.
Like, bro, that's mental.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
How far back did he go?
A few inches, man.
Inches?
So that's how I felt.
So that means it's in the middle of the scalp. And that means it's a few.
It's a few.
Bro, no, like it was...
Draw back.
It was bad. But I, you know, when you stand there and you look, not because I didn't look in the barber's mirror. It's when I got home.
Yeah.
That's when I really started. Like I was just looking at the mirror. I was thinking, no, you look fucked. I wore a hat for like 2-3 weeks straight. Make sure everything grew back cat. Before. But I never sat in his barber chair again after that. I said, nah,
you're done.
Yeah.
What about you, George? It felt like you just lost your source as a man for a brief period. Though it doesn't have to be.
I think it could probably only be if I go like 3 weeks, no trim.
No trim, that's when you think, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, no, and that happened before on my holidays.
You was looking, you're feeling done.
I was done.
Little biff.
Done, yeah.
When it's the biff, it's over, isn't
it? I don't feel like your hair was even that locked, because I remember you put it up on Snap.
No.
Was you watching it?
No,
I know you don't really like watching it on Snap.
It was 3 weeks. And it was mad, yeah, because I went to the barber and I sat down and even he said, whoa, this is mad for you.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't feel like your hair really... that much.
Why did you leave it that long?
Because I think my barber, he went away. So I normally get
He always puts it on when he goes away with his family, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shout out Q, man.
Yeah. Oh, so mad random, yeah. I don't know if we ever told you. There was one time me and Fionn was on our way somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think this is when you bought yourself some clippers. And you gave yourself a trim. I don't know where you were in Africa. Might have been Gabon.
Yeah, I was in Gabon.
And we was driving. Phil said, bro,
Jordan looks weird. Jordan looks strange.
But I remember exactly where we were. He showed me the video you made of yourself. Your hairline was like...
Yeah, I've done myself.
At an angle. Man, I had to pull over in the middle of
show. Yeah, we was both screaming of laughter.
And we were in tears. With just one subscriber, we could really change the trajectory of our lives on this panel. Just one subscribe. That's all we need. So if you could take the time out of your day today, please just hit that subscribe button so we can change our lives and we can really make a living off this. Because right now we are losing money by the episode. Thank you. But even then...
But do you know what's so mad?
Because he put it on Snap. Yeah. And the thing is, but he went on Snap and went, woo!
But do you know what's so mad? Do you know, yeah? I didn't have to do that to myself.
No, you didn't.
Because one... One, I'm in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the trenches of Gabon. Yeah. So it's like no one's trimmed up anyway.
Yeah.
Like no one's trimmed up. Everyone's looking mad.
Yeah, you might as well just
firm it.
The people of Gabon all look mad. Ooh, and no one has
here
that's
we go.
Mad.
You wanna...
In the trenches of Gabon where I was in, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't in the capital of Gabon. Like you had to take a plane to a village, and there was no proper houses. It was genuinely like huts. It was a village. I'm not even lying to you. It was a village.
I don't even want to join in this.
Yeah, huts. Yeah.
Ask
huts.
Ask every player.
Do you know what hut is?
Yeah, a hut is very racist.
Wait, you know what heart is mental, innit?
Do you know what?
Not even
do you know
zinc houses.
I'm gonna find the videos, you lot will see the conditions that I was living in.
These are Jordan's views and Jordan's views alone.
Well, you get while you're getting
his socials
video,
will pop up.
You move forward anyway.
All right, in your current physical state.
Wait, you didn't tell us about you.
When I lost.
Oh yeah, no, you didn't.
So it's happened a few times, but I think one that I can think of was COVID, you know. COVID, I lost a lot of sauce because I didn't realise that I put on so much weight. It's when I first stepped out and someone said, "Rah, the back of your neck's gone broad."
Oh, shit.
So I said, what?
It's just melting into your shoulders.
They said, "Rah, the back of your neck's gone really broad for you. And like, you put on some size." But you know when men are using terms like blonks,
yeah.
sturdy,
yeah.
hefty yeah. to describe you, and I've never been that kind of guy. So that's when I realized, raw. And that period of time, just was eating crap, not exercising properly. When I was looking in the mirror, I was thinking I don't even recognize myself, and I had no trim as well.
How much did you weigh?
Them times they're definite 110.
Fucking hell.
That's for your man.
It's COVID though.
110.
Don't tell me about COVID.
It was COVID. I was just eating and sleeping.
The government instructed us to go outside. And
Not straight away.
You're forgetting. And they even built stuff in the park.
You're forgetting, man. You're forgetting what it was like.
Your house
first.
Right
it was
by the
first
park.
6 months. The first 6 months of COVID, I was just eating, sleeping, and watching Netflix. And COD, I even tried to start a Warzone team.
was you on furlough as well, then?
Just about. I was putting on weight. But yeah. Anyway, go on, Oz.
In your current physical state, what Olympic sport do you think you could go into and win a medal?
A medal?
Yeah.
That's hard though, you know that, innit?
That's right.
A medal is like the top three people in the world.
None.
In my current physical state.
I'm first, none.
All right. Honestly?
A medal. That's bronze. And bro, yeah. Like
so you're aiming for bronze, basically.
Bro, I saw Serbia, against the USA at basketball.
And they were peak.
It was close.
Serbia.
No, what, they got this.
You know, Serbia.
No, they got the best basketball player in their team, though, innit? You know that, innit?
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Doncic. He's the best basketball player.
Oh, okay. Yeah, at the moment. Yeah, but that's one man against. That's your against
big thing, though.
Against Durant, Curry,
LeBron.
Bro, LeBron, that's madness.
They're not shit though. People think that these other places are shit.
Yeah, but Serbia, Fion.
No, man, and they're good.
They
bro.
Struggle against Sudan as well.
Yeah, no, yeah. But people
and even
that,
France were brazy. France were peak.
Yeah, when you're buying that, that's these men are playing the NBA.
Fion, please, Fion, stop. Bro, stop talking like we should know all this. But you're into basketball like that.
No, I'm not.
You dress in basketball gear and do all your stuff. You're into basketball, baseball, all those
when,
American sports.
Wembanyama,
we're not into that, bro. Yeah. We're British. We like tennis and stuff.
Wembanyama, Doncic, they run the league. That they're like the De Bruyne and who's another baller in the Prem? Salah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, okay, but Fion. Bro, we don't watch like basketball.
You don't know
like
who Doncic is?
Bro, so, I watch boxing and UFC.
So, yeah.
Wembanyama.
I should stop talking
who the fuck
like
is Wembanyama?
Oh, yeah.
He's the 7'4".
Bro, I don't
French
know.
Brother. Yeah. But no.
I know Yao Ming. I don't know if
he's
even.
He's done years ago. Yao Ming?
Yeah, bro. That's
his problem. All right. I'm going to answer your question.
Yeah. If you had to, like, you have to enter one.
I'm going to move a bit nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say Paralympics, the 100 meters.
Oh, my God. That's not.
I reckon I'll win that.
You're not.
I reckon I'll win that. You're not, Ben, you're I reckon disabled. I'll win that. The Paralympics, 100 meters.
Do you know
I'm going to win that one day.
Do you know what's so mad? I genuinely believe that.
Okay, that's out.
That, in the that you'll come last.
For 100 meters.
On, what, bro, 100%. In the Paralympics. Bro, trust me.
They have serious gear as well. They got like the special.
Wait. No, your burst.
Oh, wait. They got.
Let me even see the fastest 100 meter Paralympics.
Actually, time. Maybe not. Maybe not that one then.
Because you coming last in that is, bro. What's this?
Some sort of Paralympic event. Anyway, I'm cheating. I'm cheating my way to the medal.
Yeah, they're clearing. 11 seconds, 10.9.
They're quite quick, bro.
I don't think you got that in you.
Wait, that's quick.
Yeah, bro, you ain't got that in you.
That's quick.
You're doing like probably 20 seconds, I reckon, 100 meters.
or the Paralympic long jump. Long jump.
You got knock knees.
Don't matter.
No, that's true. You actually have knock knees.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
You couldn't even roller skate, let alone.
What does that mean?
You need balance.
You're asking me what competition
I
enter.
Long jump. I don't think that'll go well for you, if I'm honest.
What would you lot pick? What would you pick in your current state?
I'm saying nothing. I like.
You don't think there's one?
No, like, bro.
No, it is hard.
Bro, El said a medal.
Yeah, medal.
Yeah, medal's crazy.
No.
It has to be Paralympic.
Because you're going up against people that's been doing this sport for
their whole life.
All right. Did you not watch the breakdancing? 100%. There's a woman in there right now. She hasn't got a fucking clue.
What, the Australian one?
Rachel
Gunn. But did she win it, though?
I don't know. But she made it to the Olympics. If she could make it to the Olympics.
Oh, you could just about Willy Bounce.
Give me.
That don't even need too much movement, bro.
If she could make it.
What kind of moves are you going to do?
Just give me a bottle of Hennessy.
And
I'm,
what are you
I'm turning the place up.
What
That's it.
Do?
Just get. I'll so get drunk.
You'll be disqualified.
You'll be burst. You'll be burst. You'll be on the stage burst. You'll be like, oh, no, no. Red flag.
It's either that or bobsled.
Bobsled?
Yeah. I think
that. Have you seen how cool Runnings ends?
I feel like
you know. Have you seen how cool Runnings ends?
And who else? I was going to say Dunce, but nah.
No, but to be fair, Dunce would be because of speed.
Yeah,
pick up a lot of speed.
Like, we pick up
at the back.
On a downhill slope, I feel like all four of us, we might be able to get at least a bronze.
In the Olympics?
Yeah.
Nah. Bobsledding serious, you know. Like, it's dangerous as well. Man fall out easy.
Do they do that in the Olympics, yeah?
Yeah.
Winter Olympics.
Oh, is it Winter Olympics? Oh, I thought it was just all the time.
No, winter.
So what things are there then?
What?
Hey, the table tennis is mad.
No, they're serious.
No, but the table tennis doubles. Oh, my days.
No, I've only seen the... I watched
the doubles is... like
or
I
back
think,
to back.
Like, I think that the doubles is harder than the singles.
Yeah,
it's less room.
Bro, less room and it's literally...
I'm surprised
mad.
Paddle's not a thing.
It probably is, though. Is it not?
No, there's bare. I'm not gonna read through all of them, but there's bare stuff here. Even trampolining. I didn't know that was a Olympic sport.
But there's no paddle, no?
Not that I can see.
No, there's no paddle.
Yeah, no, no paddle. Yeah.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, no, there's no paddle still.
So you're saying bobsled, you're saying none. I'm saying Paralympic long jump. But I know that it will be rough either
you
way,
you don't
though.
Qualify for Paralympics.
He does.
All of
what? The not knee.
Yeah. I'll exaggerate even more.
How quick do you think that you could do 100 metres in?
Right at this current state? I couldn't even think. It will definitely be
15 seconds.
Close to 20 seconds.
That is bad. That's bad, Fionn.
What would you, what?
That's bad.
100 metres?
Yeah.
I'd say about 18 seconds I'd do it.
You're done.
What would you do it in?
Maybe 13.
Oh, so you think you're off? So that means you should be taking this up then. You should be taking this up as a sport. 13 seconds. That's quick.
It says a beginner from the age from 18 to 39 should do about 14 seconds for 100 metres.
Mm. Who said that? What's the stats?
No, this is just Google.
Google's
yeah, fucking this dumb. Is just Google. I don't know if...
That's quick.
You got a few injuries.
Shall we put some P's on it?
What
that you could do 13? Yeah, come on then.
I don't...
Yeah.
So you're actually going to do it? And we're going to film it?
Yeah. 100 quid?
Ooh. Wait, that means you seem confident.
When's payday?
Next week.
No, I'm joking.
There has to be 13 seconds and under. And if it's anything over, you owe him their bills. Oh, that's a good deal, man. 13 seconds.
Let's do £50.
But you know, you know what he's saying? I'm not getting involved in that. Oh. He seems confident. He's basically saying he can run it just under 3 seconds slower than Usain Bolt.
Do you know what I don't think, yeah?
I don't think
because of his injuries.
He's got bad. He's got gout in his knee, innit?
One injury away, you're allowed to park outside the front of Sainsbury's. I promise you.
Do you know what's so mad? Now that we've shaken on it, I'm going to...
Train.
Yeah.
So when are you going to look to record this?
Oh, yeah, we have to put a date on it.
Yeah, have to.
All right.
Because everyone's watching. Drew, remember
this. Let's say...
We've been set up now.
Let's say 4 weeks from now.
4 weeks? That's a long time, man. That's a long time. So you're going to really, he's going to be breaking the time.
No, it can't be 4 weeks.
Why not?
Nah, man, it has to be in the next...
Summer. It's got to be by the end of summer.
Okay, I end...
Wait, what's the date today? The 14th?
Yeah.
I'm saying by bank holiday.
No.
Why not? No. You've been training.
I'll say first week of September.
Yeah, first week of September.
Allow it.
Yeah, first week of September.
It's 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would prefer a bank holiday.
No. Give him time.
Yeah,
because he's basically trying to run a national record.
Mm.
If you run
so
it,
what
in
I'll
time,
do yeah, is I'll do it now and see what time I get.
And you have to work towards it.
Yeah,
you need a strength and conditioning coach.
No, but to be fair, I'm going to take up yoga soon.
I heard that's quite good.
Yeah, I'm going to take up yoga.
Mm. Yeah, go on. What you got for us?
About that,
this guy, man.
So Thomas. No. Wait. No.
He's like licking his lips.
Sorry. No. I do. I prepared for a little while ago.
Why are you finding that? I've been dissing you for mad weeks, but some people was giving you props the other day, Fionn.
What?
For your running.
Oh, been going run club?
Yeah, they've been saying, feel like he actually tries hard at the run
can
club.
Before, after, I want to thank you guys. Because since that episode, last episode, where you made me look in the mirror, I looked in the mirror and I said, this ain't really the man I really want to be, is it? Developing tits.
Filled with curry goat.
Tits full of curry goat.
I'm leaking curry goat.
It stays the top.
Tits full of curry goat.
That's got curry staying on it.
That's disgusting. But I said to myself, if I don't take action of my own body,
can we go crazy?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. But I said to myself, if I don't take action of my body at this age, I'm literally en route to become an uncle. So I said to myself, no, forget that. I'm going gym every day and I'm going to go to run clubs close to me and I'm going to make sure I travel to the one run pack that my brethren goes to. And I've been consistent. I was supposed to go today, but it's because we're filming.
Where you been doing your 5Ks in?
I only downloaded the app last week because Els told me about the Strava thing. Yeah. Yeah, so I haven't been aware of, but all I know, I haven't been at the end to the point where people's like, bro, like you're actually leading the pack. So I'm saying
leading the pack?
Not leading the pack of leading the pack of the snow crew.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Of
okay,
the
okay,
snow crew.
They was giving, yeah, they was giving you, but it was like, nah, like he keeps good, like he doesn't
stop.
Yeah, he
that's one thing it. I say, I thought I won't stop.
Yeah.
But right now, just to kind of give you like, after that conversation, I weighed myself in it. I was really didn't want to go in there where the weight, there's the weight, well, I was scared to see what it was. So the weight when I weighed myself was 97 kg, spot. My aim is to try and get down to like a 93, 92 by my next holiday, which is end of September. I think I can do it.
I bet. Right. So I weighed myself when I came back, yeah, and I'm 87, yeah, and I'm going to get to 83 again, yeah. So we'll
do it together.
Yeah.
Was this a bet or?
Yeah, no, I think you lot should make it a bet. That makes it a bit more
interesting. So whoever gets can reach the goal.
Yeah.
I need help though, because I need help with the
diet.
The diet.
No, do you know what? No. Just a friendly bet. Yeah. Friendly. Of encouragement.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I mean, you said end of September for that.
Yeah. Yes, the end of September. I'm really trying though. I'm on the Stairmaster. I'm skipping. I'm jogging. I'm going run clubs. But I know the thing that holds me back is the diet. It's the diet.
I feel like that's the hardest part.
But if I curb my diet, I reckon I could get lean. It's just, I'm not fat. I'm just, I can feel the weight on my back. You know when you walk into the car and you can feel like you're wearing a rucksack, but it's no rucksack there. But I'm going to get on it, man. I'm on the fitness thing now. I'm really trying, man. I'm really, really trying. And I appreciate you lot for making me look in the mirror. Like, you know when they say like your haters inspire you? It's one of them ones.
That word.
Yeah, my haters inspire me.
I'm just letting you know you're lazy.
Yeah, but I'm on it now. I don't think I'm going to do the boxing thing either. I was thinking about it. It's not really a fitness journey that I think I need at this stage.
I'll be back on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go run
club. You're in the group, you'll see what time.
I'm going to go run clubs now. Run club on a Saturday. That's my
why team. I can't go on a Saturday, is because it's in the park and that
hay fever.
The hay fever, that kills my whole Saturday.
Peak,
like, it don't matter how many tablets I take.
I think you'd enjoy track.
Yeah.
Track's good. Track's good.
Yeah. I would have gone today still if I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I'm going on tomorrow. I'm going run club tomorrow. But yeah. He hasn't got anything. So, Els, let's kick off with Ears to the Streets anyway.
Ben, if you could cue the music. And we're back. Ear to the Streets news. School worker jailed for stealing chicken worth 1.5 million.
I see that. What actually happened there? Because I've seen the headline.
That's what's jarring me, yeah. So this woman called Vera Liddell spent a year basically, well, they're calling it a poultry heist, stealing $1.5 million worth of wings. Yeah. But it doesn't say what she's doing with it. That's what I really want to know.
Because she's selling it.
Because it's just like, how fast can you get chicken gone?
Yeah.
And they said she was doing it throughout COVID. And they only noticed like years later once they'd done the books and they realized, wait, hang on, there's like an extra 100,000 here, extra 100,000 there. So she's been doing it, but it doesn't say what she was doing with all that chicken. I wouldn't even know what to do. Yeah, I know, but like, how much are you shotting the chicken? Who are you going to? Like, there's so many butchers that man would have to go to try and sell all this chicken. And how are you, actually, no, it says she's got a van that she used to pick up the chicken in.
And drop it off.
Yeah, but I just think that's mad. I think they should free her.
She made, 1 point something million off of it, though.
That's how much it was worth. How much she sold it for was a different thing.
She probably made nice bread
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably made bread.
If it's worth
she got
one,
some part tough.
Yeah, she probably got about at least 300 bags off of that.
Like, you see stuff like that, yeah? Like, you see, like, say you made 2 million, yeah, of something illegal.
Yeah.
And then you went to jail for...
6 years.
Yeah, for 6 years.
I was running.
But
that's
you,
a long time.
But you still got to keep your 2 mil. Yeah, your 2 mil. Would you...
I'd definitely consider it. I'm not going to lie. Two mil?
6 years is a bit too long.
But you got to do the 6 years. Like,
oh, not a 6 do 3?
No, it's a 12 do 3. 12 do 6.
Wait. I could still...
3 years, I'll do it. Calm. 6 years is a long time. At man's age.
Yeah, no, you come out with regrets.
Yeah, like, it's... Your friends all, like, moved everything serious. So you got all this money, but you can't really enjoy it because
it needs to be washed.
Yeah, like, it's not...
Yeah, no, 6 years would be quite hard, actually.
I'll probably do about, yeah.
If it was 3 years, maybe.
4 years.
Yeah. That's it, though. Because think about how long you're in uni for 3 years, isn't it? So that's 3 years and an extra
4 years. Now, 4 years, I could probably do. My mental health would be a bit...
About 4.5.
Nah.
Yeah, no, 4 years is the max. The max.
4.5 years in bin.
I've got friends that move, like, have moved away to other countries for years, and like they come back and things are still past that. It's kind of like everything's new to you. And you don't have to
so it's 4 years max, not 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 years.
Sorry about that. Next piece of news. The first person ever diagnosed with COVID, monkey, AIDS, pox. 36-year-old man has been diagnosed.
What's he got? COVID monkey pox?
COVID monkey AIDS pox.
That's a joke. Wait.
This is on ABC News. They've said this man's been diagnosed.
How can you have four of them at once?
It's not really explaining. It's just saying he's passed all those tests, basically.
Where's he from? He's not from the UK, is he?
It says Brazil. Yeah, I think it says Brazil.
How
no,
did you
no,
get that?
No, like, sorry, no, Italy. Yeah, no, it says Italy. I don't know how you get all of that. HIV you might have got from way back and then just added to the mix. Personally, I think they should just put him down because there's nothing.
What else?
You can't recover from that.
What else?
You can't recover from that.
That's mad.
That's
going on Patreon. You're saying that the man doesn't deserve
to live.
You could have a big family and they depend on him.
What kind of life can you live with COVID, monkey, AIDS, pox? You're not going outside. Your health is probably wobbly. You're not. The quality of life is low.
Who are you to decide who you should live? Yeah. Who are you to decide? Mm-hmm. I think you should put him down.
Everybody has their time.
Attempted dread grower.
Who are you?
Everyone has their time, and I think his time.
Well, you think that he's contracted so much things at once.
Just
pull the plug.
Yeah. Jordan, you're an advocate of when it's your time, it's your time.
But that's not his time. God can say when it's his time. Not you. Yeah, not Els.
Not you.
That's bad, Els,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. It's not that bad.
Put him down, you know. COVID, that's going on Patreon.
No, we can put it on the main thing. I don't really... COVID, monkey, AIDS, pox.
No, they're going to come for you.
Yeah.
All the people with AIDS are going to come for you.
Right, it's getting deep.
I wasn't just singling out one.
Yeah, it's getting deep.
Come on,
please. Come on, guys. next. It's getting deep.
Do you know what? This one I really liked, yeah. Chinese company introduces unhappy leave. If you're not happy, don't come to work. So basically, there's a company out in China. If you're just not feeling it today, don't come to work.
What, paid?
Paid. Paid leave.
How many of those days can you have?
No, but to be fair, I think Chinese people are very honest.
What do you mean? So you reckon that a lot of them wouldn't take advantage of it?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. They'll be very honest.
You feel like they'd feel too guilty to say...
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Like, Chinese people, they're very... You know,
humble.
Like, you know, they're very. So
what?
Whoa! You got any more news, else, or are we gonna wrap it up there, man?
That's been Ears to the Streets news. We'll see you again next week.
Oh.
wrong with you?
It's you, man. You're just always borderline.
It's peace.
No, it's not, man. It's not.
Peace.
No, man. It's borderline. Because if someone's Chinese watching and they feel offended, we're in trouble.
No, but that's not.
Jordan's socials will pop up on screen. At Jordy Jords.
It's disgusting. Yeah,
pop up on screen. If you'd like to follow.
No, guys, don't do, I love Chinese food.
Yeah. Whoa, you're talking about that. That's one part of their culture.
The Chinese Wall.
Love that as well.
Love to visit there.
You're digging a hole.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this hole's getting deep.
You're gonna see you like Golden Village. That what you're gonna say.
Golden House.
Golden House.
And you know what I respect about Chinese people?
What do you respect?
Is I've never seen a fat Chinese person before.
Have you not seen sumo wrestlers, mate?
They're not Chinese.
What are they then?
They are.
What
from,
are they then?
Let me see. Samoa.
Samoa.
They're Samoan.
So Chinese.
You're going mad.
You're gone.
Sumo wrestlers. Samoa.
No, it's not.
Samoa.
Chinese sumo.
So you're where does Samoan?
That's the one.
That's in,
Samoan.
That's like Hawaii.
That's it. Like, that's
so
it.
They're not that's sumo it. Wrestlers.
That's sumo. Where do sumo wrestlers?
Japan.
Oh, where do sumo wrestlers originate from?
Japan.
Okay, well, Japan, I'm not talking about Japan.
Okay,
no,
so I'm London, isn't it?
I'm talking about China.
So, Japanese.
So I've just called Japanese.
You know, guys?
Exactly. You come for Japanese people.
Let's get out. Let's move
this
on.
This is why they say black people should just stop podcasting together.
You've come for Japanese need, people.
Black people need podcast licenses. We need a podcast license. It's getting messy.
That's wrong.
It is.
I don't know much about the Japanese, so I can't speak on that.
He said Samoan.
I know what I was mixing up.
Samosa.
Oh, no.
No, that's India. Oh, God.
That's Samoan. You are fucked.
Oh, shit.
All right, cool. So, like we did last time, we are sticking with our stories. We're going back to our roots. We're going back to the basics. We're going back to you guys voting.
Yeah. So technically, this is our confession.
No. Yes. So we've been discussing, and this week we are talking about bizarre encounters we've had with strangers. So as always, guys, we're going to tell our stories and we're going to put on our Instagrams. If you're not following, make sure you follow at the Coppo Show, and we will put up a poll for you guys to vote on who you think had the weirdest encounter today. So, who would like to kick things off with the weirdest encounter they've had with a stranger?
I'll go first.
Yeah, I'll go after you, because mine was a bit mad.
Yeah, mine's pretty short. A few years back now, I went out to a friend's birthday party in Streatham. And, you know, I was enjoying myself, you know, I had a few drinks. And then, like, for some reason, I think all my friends left.
No, that's not what happened, Jordan. That's not what happened. Don't try.
Was you there for this?
I was there.
Wait, or maybe I left, or did I?
You left. Oh, okay. You left the party for some reason.
Okay.
We was all in there, the party was going nice. And Jordan left.
It was a nice vibe, wasn't it?
Yeah, vibes was going high. Jordan's cut out.
Oh, yeah. All
right. You've cut out.
So anyway now, yeah. I've cut out, yeah. No, I've just walked out.
He's left the place. And gone onto the high school.
And then I found myself on Streatham High Road. Now, that's a busy high road, to be fair. I'm not sure what business I had out there or whatever, but I bumped into some drunk man.
Mm.
And then, like, back then, I used to snap a lot. Yeah. So, I brought out my camera and I'm just snapping him. And I'm just like, yeah, look at this guy. So then the man's tried to lips me.
What, like face to face, that proper?
Like the man, live. The man looks me in my eyes and tried to lips me.
You know, I'm mad though, to lips a crackhead. Do you know? Streatham High Street.
Do you know what's fucked about that?
Lips in a crackhead in general, but.
Because Jordan's come back into the party in a panic.
I was flustered
on that one, yeah. And he's showing, man. He's like, "Hey, look at this video." So I've looked at it, yeah. I just started laughing. I said, "Bro, that is might be one of the most fucked things I've ever seen in my life."
Okay, look at him. Fucking, oh, what a crackhead! Crackhead! Fuck off! Fuck off! Because the thing is,
we've got to put the video up as well.
Yeah, we'll post the video. But the thing is, imagine I wasn't this big, brave, bold, black strong man. Yeah, you would have been lit. I would have been like Fionn in a Jamaican prison. Pinned down and stretched.
Pinned down.
God.
Pinned down. God. 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 G-Y-A-R-D, you know. God.
No, that guard's killing me.
So I'll post a video.
Yeah, that video is a classic, by the way. Oh, yeah. It's a classic. No, it's one of the funniest videos.
Because you actually blow off.
Yeah, he's like crack it.
But imagine that.
Is that sexual assault?
Lips to lips locking with
it
a crackhead.
Close as well. That's close. Nice. I don't know how Jordan managed to get away.
Cocaine residue in his mouth. I would have been finished.
What even gave him that vibe that, this is the time to kiss him?
I don't know because I was...
Yeah.
I was...
He must have saw something from Jordan that thought he could do it.
No. He must have given him a vibe. Thought,
oh, he's a bit of me. No. Say God again.
No. Guys, stop what you're doing right now. Put down your biscuits and put down that cup of tea. Subscribe to us. Don't just watch us. Subscribe, like, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, we'll post the video though.
Yeah, post it. All right, with me, my one was kind of like a stranger, but it wasn't. So I'll explain it now, Cut a very long story short. I went out with my brethren to Shoreditch one weekend and gone there. And then we've gone to, I think it's called Bar B. Is it All Bar One? Is that the bar in Shoreditch?
Is it
B at One, All Bar One, one of them kind of
All vibes. Bar, All Bar One, there's, yeah.
In Shoreditch.
There's loads of them.
Loads. So we went to All Bar One. Gone there now. My boys, the girl in there that's looking all right. So at the time, I felt kind of saucy. Mm. Moved to her. Got her number. Cool. And at that time, I had like a very strict rule to myself. If I move to someone, I need to kind of meet up with them within a week. So I don't really know her, but I've kind of said, right, let's meet up. So she said, all right, cool. Gone out now. We've gone to one bar in London Bridge. Everything's going smooth. She's feeling me. I'm feeling her. The date's going well. Like, everything's on the right path. So then we've booked like a booth for a certain period of time. So the guy said, your time's kind of coming up now. You guys got to leave. So I'm like to her, like, what do you want to do now? She's like, I don't really want to go home, but I think we still should continue with our night. So me and her just started walking because we're just enjoying each other's company so much. And then we end up just in a random like pub. It's like one of them random pubs up. Central sides, innit? Mm. Anyway, now we're in the pub.
It's a dangerous game, by the way.
Yeah, no, the thing is, I could tell now that once we got to the pub that she's a little bit kind of burst now, innit? So then we've done shots now, and I thought, right, like, I'm gonna show this girl that I like her, kind of thing, innit? So I've gone to kiss her now. No. We're in a pub, in public, So I've gone to kiss her now, innit? So I've started kissing her now, But remember, bearing in mind, this is a girl pub. I don't know.
In the pub.
Queen. Yeah, no, we're in the Queen's Vic.
In the
corner, me and her just started
in the dog's arms.
So imagine now, imagine this, this is where it gets mad. So as I'm lipsing her, she starts crying. Mid-lips. Like, tears.
So wait, can you feel the tears on your
face? I'm kissing her, and she starts crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she was like, my dad was right, man. My dad was right. And I said, whoa, what the hell is going on here?
So your lips...
I'm lipsing her and
she's crying.
To the point...
It must have been salty.
I couldn't believe it. So I said to her, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Things have been calm. She said, it's because we're going to have meaningless sex, aren't we, Fionn? I said, whoa. I said, where is this coming from? Starts having a massive, breakdown kind of thing. Yeah. She starts saying, my dad told me not to go on this date. I've just broken up with my partner. We've been together for years. I broke up with him because we wasn't sexually compatible. Now I'm here with you, lips in the pub.
Fingering each other.
and I'm just there like...
Fingering each other.
This is dumb. How can we finger each other? This is dumb. You're so stupid. But I'm looking
at... She got a hand wrapped underneath Phil, you know. It's just coming.
It's going on Patreon. This is going on Patreon.
Just in the back of Phil's in the back of Phil's jeans, you know.
That's Jesus.
She's in the back of his jeans.
You know what is this? But yeah, Nas, I'm there like, this is bonkers. Like, imagine kissing a girl and she's crying and then she starts shouting.
It's home time.
I said, whoa. I said, yeah, babe, I'm cutting. And she was like, yeah, like, this was a mistake. I should have never come. I need to go back to my man. And my dad was right. So I'm just there thinking, I thought this was going really, really well. And then flipped. And after that, me and her never spoke ever again. Like, I don't know. I hope she's well. And I hope she's living happy ever after. But that period of there was one of the weirdest things I've ever come
across. So you're moving a bit hasty. So you moved to her, then you take
that's,
her to
that's
the,
how I move. That's how I move. When, if I
got your tongue in her mouth and she's got her fingers in your bottom.
No, you're stupid.
All within a space of a week.
You know, you're dumb. But no, we linked up because there was initial attraction. But when I found out why she was out, because even that weekend that I met her,
yeah,
that was the day weekend she broke up with her man. So yeah, she went out with her friend to kind of let her hair down.
But I can see why she's broken up with her man if she's moving on this quickly.
You're stupid.
If I was her ex and I found out she was in a pub lips in the man, I think you're finished.
Yeah, you're finished.
Yeah, you're finished. Like,
we've broken up on this weekend. We've come out.
It was mad. But I didn't know
and
this.
You're in the pub with some fingering someone's bottom.
Stop saying that, man. Stop saying.
But that's what happened.
No, it didn't. It did. Listen to what you're saying.
Tell them.
You had your hand behind here. You see what? You had like this. You can't have your shit. Fucking stupid. But yeah, that was, for me, the weirdest encounter I've ever had with someone. Like, lips in and then crying. And then just have, and then wiling out.
Yeah, no. She would never see me again.
Yeah, it was mad. I had to lock that one off.
For me, I always like randomly make friends with people when I go on holiday. Like, you might just see people.
Kids.
Around the... No, not kids. Just people of like same age as me. Usually don't go to look for kids and go play on the fucking slide.
No, but some...
Where's your parents? No, but where's your parents?
No, but I think that kids are probably drawn to you because of the size.
Yeah.
So they see Els and think, he's just a bit older.
Yeah. Do you remember that banner that we had that time? I remember we was in Wandsworth. Jordan's fucked, you know. Jordan is actually fucked.
Why?
So you was walking with Adrian, yeah? Because I know you're both short in it.
Yeah.
So you lot was walking and was in Wandsworth near some blocks and there was some young youths and they were like, oi, oi the fuck are them, man? But you're saying it. The elves in it. Because them man were pre-adolescents.
I don't remember. But
they
were
bikes on bikes.
Yeah, they were.
Who the fuck are them, man?
Yeah,
rolling two like that.
And they were like, who the fuck's that?
I don't even remember that, but
Who the fuck are them stocky youths?
I'm sure.
Them youths are stocky, but we still have them.
Yeah. It was to you and Adrian still.
What me and Adrian doing in Wandsworth?
We was going to Javan's birthday in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
In the mall?
Yeah.
You went for a meal.
Dead place.
I can't remember.
For a meal in the mall.
Dreadful.
Everyone was bantering him. It was a Chinese.
Yeah.
I remember.
In Wandsworth Shopping Centre. It was shocking. We went to a new one shopping center.
Oh, no. Yeah,
on the top floor.
About that.
Oh, don't you remember? No. That's yeah, why no. I was
saying. No, I remember that place still.
No one could believe
what it was. A Chinese place.
It was a Chinese up the stairs.
Everyone was
boying off. Jim said, what the hell is this?
But it was called Good Something, I swear. I can't yeah.
Yeah,
but
it was shit.
But yeah, go on, finish your story.
Yeah, so cool. I've gone on holiday, maybe like my first day, because we landed in the night. So like the first full day, I've woken up and I've gone to there's like a bar and it's like right by the pool.
Yeah.
I've gone to get like a few drinks, all inclusive, try to get my money's worth, as you do. And then there's this guy and he's with a girl. He's going like, yo, let me chat to you for a sec. So I was like, yeah, well, go on. Introduced himself. I'm not going to say his name, but yeah, he's introduced himself. The girl's introduced herself and asked me where I'm from. He's from like Birmingham. You know, me and Birmingham things, it always goes bad.
Yeah, all the time.
I told him where like I used to like stay, live in Birmingham, whatever. And then just straight off the bat, I kid you not, maybe about 10 minutes into the conversation, yeah, 20 minutes, he's like, oh, we're going to Nikki Beach. Like, do you want to come? Nikki Beach is like a...
Party beach, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
it's like a beach club.
Yeah, beach, yeah, that's the word, beach club. Because I've just like pretty much just got here. I weren't really ready to just
go
just cut like and that. Go Nikki Beach. Like, I thought, this is a bit mad. I don't know you. I don't know this girl. Like, I don't know what you lot are on or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'm going with... There was like another group of girls in the hotel.
Yeah.
I was going with those girls over there. I just thought, oh, this is a bit mad. Anyway, I've gone and asked my girl, I was like, Rod, do you want to go? Just to see if she was on it or not. She was like, nah, like, let's just see what's actually in the hotel first. Cool. They've come back hours later. I see him kind of having like a little confrontation with the other girls. But I just thought people are drunk.
Yeah,
it's just all inclusive. Like, it's a minor, innit?
Lost their heads.
Cool. I've been in the hotel for pretty much most of the day now. And I'm kind of, not bored, but like, I'm ready to go out. So he's like to us, oh, like, we're going club like later. At this time, I'm ready, innit?
I'm ready to rise up.
Yeah, like, I'm on holiday. Like, let's go club. Can't remember the name of the club. Him, this girl that he's flown out with, the other girls that he went to Nikki Beach with, I think they've fallen out now, so they're not
about.
So it's pretty much like, yeah, it's just us four going to a random club.
And you don't really know him like that.
Well, I just know the nigga's named, let's call him James. James from Birmingham.
Mm.
Wait, is it Spain?
No, in Morocco.
Oh, okay.
This is when I really should have started reading the red flags. He started asking the hotel staff for hashish.
Weed, ganja.
Yeah, but it's like the sticky. The sticky type of weed.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of weed in it, whatever. Like, a lot of people smoke weed, fine, whatever. But it's another flag in my head. But whatever, I'm on holiday, I don't really care. Like, I can look after myself. We get in a cab. Cab to this, all till now, I don't know what the name of this club is. We get in a cab. Mid-journey, I kid you not, he's opened up the car door and started smoking. It's one of them slide doors. So imagine like in a Viano, we're driving around Morocco. Well,
and you just opened it.
He opened up the car door, leaning out the car door and smoking a cigarette and trying to have a conversation with me. I'm tapping my girl's leg. I just said, be on point.
Like, you could fall out the car. Yeah. Are you lot on the motorway or something?
It's not even the motor.
It's just dangerous. It's just mad dangerous. You know,
like, it's just the principle of a door open.
Imagine a Viano on a dual carriageway. And a man's just sitting out there smoking hashish.
Yeah.
Whatever, and it's not well. He's got his phone plugged in, playing music as well. So I'm thinking he's not even fully there. But I'll be honest, I'm kind of burst. So, like, I'm just laughing about shit. Everyone's in the car laughing. Cool. We get to the club. This guy, things are mad cheap out there. I think we got a table, got like 3-4 bottles for about £200 and shisha. Man's getting burst. Girls are joining our table. Bear in mind, I don't know where these people are coming from. It's just, bro, it's like one big party. Like, man's having a blast, like a proper blast. Smoking shisha. And then he's like to me, oh, starts naming people from ends. I was like, oh, yeah, I know him. I know that person. Then I was locked up with this person. He's having a deep, deep conversation with me. Then out of nowhere, he's mentioned a man's name and said, yeah, this person robbed me. And it just got so tense in the middle of this club.
What, just you and him?
It's bro. Like, he showed me my bridging.
Okay. Oh, raw.
And I thought, oh, shit. And I've sobered up mad quickly. I said, oh yeah, no, that's mad, bro. Like, da-da-da-da. This was like the second red flag. I thought, why are you telling me all of this? Why are you shouting my ear in the club? Whatever.
Well, and telling you, that your bridge and robbed me.
Yeah, but I didn't tell him like that was my dog like that. I just said,
You know him.
Yeah, I know who that is. Whatever. And plus I'm on holiday in Morocco in the club.
With a girl.
The dynamic is mad.
Yeah, there's no security.
Yeah. Cool. Fast forward now. Everyone's gone back to the hotel. Another day. They've asked us again, raw. Like, to be fair, we were chilling throughout the day. Shots. Everything's good. And you know what's mad? I think one of the... Not to snitch, we might have to cut this out. The girl that he was with was like, oh, I know your friends.
It's getting a bit rocky.
We've gone to another club later on in the night. Them two started arguing. And this girl started chatting his business in the middle of the club. Oh, this time we picked up more people from the hotel. Some mute from Amsterdam with his wife.
You lot just...
Bro, random people.
Coupling up and just heading out.
Some guy and like a few girls from Toronto came to the club with us. But them two started arguing in the club to a point where like they're pushing and shoving each other.
Oh, raw. What? Physical?
Yeah, not like back, like, oh, get off me, like shouting.
Whatever. Tussling, basically.
Yeah, tussling. The girls cut and gone to whine on a next man.
No way.
In the club.
No way.
Bro, I can see it. And she's snapping it like this.
So she's whining on the man and snapping it.
Bro, she's snapping it like this. Whining up. This guy, he's got his own table with his own mates and he can't believe what's happening. He's thinking, oh shit, like I bagged the girl in Morocco and she's having a blast up there. They started arguing in the club, shouting. He starts, he's basically talking to me like I'm his best friend. He's, oh, fuck that bitch. She's always doing this to man and da 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 da. He said, oh, like, would you have that? I was thinking, bro, I don't know you. I don't actually know you.
Would you have this?
From anywhere.
Should I continue to accept this?
From anywhere. Bro, man's having like a proper, like, not breakdown, but shouting in the middle of the club. He's gone outside to smoke. I've just said to my girl, I'm going home because this is
bizarre.
Bro, this is mental. I've pretty much spent like the next 3-4 days
avoiding him
around the hotel and the girl as well. And then they had a cheek to say, when I see them in this, oh, we've been avoiding you lot.
Well, that's what they said to
you.
Yeah,
I was thinking, bro, I'm thinking, you lot are mad.
That's mad. Like, have we been avoiding you?
So, there he is, looking.
I even said to him.
On his dread journey.
I've been even growing my hair out there.
Just sitting in happiness.
But, bro, this guy was just, everything he would do,
it seems erratic. Sounds like the weed's got him.
And I don't even think it's the weed. I genuinely think, because without the weed, he was still doing mad shit.
Yeah.
Like, just, bro, it would just be random ass shit. You'd be like, oh, man's going here. I'm going to do that. I'm going to find this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to climb a mountain.
He just sounds like he's just impulsive.
Bro, just mad impulsive. I just thought, no, this is probably the most bizarre encounter
I've ever had
with someone. Like, I don't know your mum's name. I don't know your last name. I just know you're James from Birmingham. And you've flown out with this girl to do God knows what.
Yeah.
Like, both of them as a unit were mad toxic.
Yeah, but that sounds
fun. Yeah, it was just a mad, bizarre thing. But I probably should have stopped rolling with me.
Yeah, I think the first day was first sign, bro.
That's why we even started taking fucking pictures together and putting it up on Instagram, bro. I was going mad. Yeah.
Sounds like you lost your head.
I've probably still got them.
Those are there like this, you know, with him and James.
Yeah, like... I think I archived them because I thought, no, this is... I think, do you know what? I think he went jail.
Like, come on. It's my cold D. Nah. Yeah. Well, them ones there.
Listen.
You are so stupid. Let's see if I can find it.
And this is the new one, isn't it?
Oh my days.
Well, yeah. Man, why I was just trying to find it. Please. In the comments, let us know who you all feel had the worst encounter with a stranger, whether it was myself and my drunk encounter with a crackhead, or whether it was Fionn and...
crying and lipsing.
Crying, lipsing and being really fingered.
No, you're dumb.
Or whether it was Elz's holiday pal
James,
that he was smoking hashish with.
Hashish with.
Yeah,
no, I can't.
And it was L's that she was whining on as well.
Yeah.
Definitely were.
But please, in the comments, please don't forget to like, yes, comment, and subscribe.
Road to 10K, man. We need it. Please. 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 Subscribe. Please. Like, comment, subscribe, just please, I'm begging you. I'm tired of my job. I want to leave. Just subscribe. Thank you.
Yeah, please. Episodes dropping consistently now.
Promise. Every, no holidays. No
every
holidays.
Every Sunday morning.
No holidays.
No more holidays. I've got a bet on with Els for 50 quid that I cannot do 100 meters in 13 minutes.
13 minutes?
Seconds.
Whoa.
30 minutes and taking the piss.
And
me and Fionn are both trying to shed 4 kg. Yeah. So stay tuned. But this has been the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I've been Big Geordie George. Yeah.
Yeah. Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you'll come to see.
Till next time, people.
Peace.
Peace.